All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. This podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at D-Line Tax and Books. And although that the tax deadline has come and gone, you can still contact D-Line Tax and Books for all of your tax needs. You can contact D-Line Tax and Books at 908-219-7215, or you can visit them on the web at dlinetaxbooks.com. Now, last night saw Oklahoma City Thunder point guard Russell Westbrook become the NBA's MVP, and that was on the cusp or on the back of him becoming the first player this past season since Oscar Robertson in 1962 to average a triple-double for an entire season. And I mean, you can't take anything away from Westbrook. He led the league in scoring. He was second in assists, and this guy was cleaning up the boards. But at the same time, you cannot, and I repeat, you cannot forget about the contributions that Houston Rockets point guard James Harden had this season as well. Harden made the transition from shooting guard to point guard in his first season under head coach Mike D'Antoni, who went on to be the NBA's coach of the year. And on top of that, Harden was right there with Westbrook in the points. This year, he averaged a career high in points with 29.1 per contest. He led the league in assists with 11.2 per game. And then on top of that, he had 8.1 rebounds for this season. The Rockets' win total improved by 14 games this past season as they won 55 games. And they defeated the Thunder in 5 games in the first round of the NBA playoffs. Now, I expected, and as this is not taking nothing away from Russell Westbrook, I expected him to have a big-time season once Kevin Durant left last summer in free agency to join the Golden State Warriors as he was going to take over. But the biggest thing is right now, Russell Westbrook, you look at the stats, but he does not, and I repeat, does not make the players around him better. That is something that James Harden definitely has been able to do with the Houston Rockets, because if you look at it a lot of times with the Oklahoma City Thunder, they were playing a lot of one-on-five. Westbrook had the ball. He was taking a lot of shots. He was just dribbling, and guys were just, you know, standing around waiting for him to do something. He simply did not make them better, and that really showed up in their playoff loss to the Houston Rockets. Now, will this make James Harden focus even more that he did not win the NBA's MVP? Probably, but I think he's going to do it from the team aspect, because I look at a guy like James Harden like this. You've been to the playoffs. You've put up phenomenal numbers. Now it's simply about him trying to get his team to that next level. And if the NBA's MVP award just happens to fall into his lap, so be it. But I'll tell you like this, if nothing else, it should have been co-MVP this year between Westbrook and Harden. Granted, they were once teammates with the Oklahoma City Thunder, and they helped that Thunder franchise get to the NBA Finals back in 2012. But right now, I think, you know, again, you can't take anything away from Westbrook, but once you look at the season that James Harden had as well, he definitely deserves some recognition. So it's going to be interesting to see if this will be added fuel to his fire for the upcoming NBA season. So, folks, that's going to wrap it up. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning in to the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is an official sponsor of the Brooklyn Cyclones, who are a single-A affiliate of the New York Mets. And you can check out all of the fun and excitement this summer at MCU Park in Coney Island, Brooklyn. Now, if you are on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it would be my pleasure to follow you right back. Also, there is the Facebook page at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. You can check it out, and you are more than welcome to like it as well. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.